All right, let's open to Romans chapter 8. As Romans chapter 8 comes to a glorious crescendo. You do know that this is probably the greatest chapter in the Bible so far as you and I are concerned, don't you? That's why we took our time doing chapters 6, 7, and 8. Because it's really Christianity 101. Let's begin reading in verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The swan song of the Christian, if you will. If God be for us, who can be against us? The gauntlet is thrown down. Who is he that condemneth? Well, last time we got together, we looked at this first bullet point here, where the King James has in italics, in verse number 29, predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, which would imply that our sanctification process, if you will, takes place over a period of time, and when that period of time is complete, then we're conformed to the image of His Son. But we talked about what reality basically is last time we got together, and the fact that we live in four dimensions, and time is one of those dimensions, and that God is the creator of time. He's the creator of the dimensions, and He lives outside the time domain. And so with Him, all things are instantaneous. Now with us, it looks like we come to Christ at some point in our lives, and then we learn more and more, and we're gradually conformed to the image of His Son. So it looks to us as though it's a process. And of course, we mentioned some things, some peculiarities of quantum mechanics and how strange.